What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-dick and co-host of All Caps Rage, Kratos.
Hello.
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, Episode 4. It has been an eventful week.
Yes, yes, it has.
Very, very crazy just how everything's working out this week. Let's see. First of all, I want to do a quick thank you to everyone who is showing their support lately. You have been whoring us out like crazy.
Yes, it's been fantastic.
We have had over 274. As the last time I checked today, we have had over 274 unique visitors for this week alone.
That's amazing.
Since we have started, we have like 600 and something unique visitors.
Jeez.
We, like, wow. I mean, what do you say to that other than thank you for everybody who has whored us out tremendously?
It's totally mind-blowing.
Oh, by far, man. I like, we're doing this for fun, and we're just enjoying the shit out of everything, and everybody's feedback coming back, and, like, just, wow. Wow. I've actually got some more site news coming up, but actually before we hop into that, I do want to do a quick shout out to Least of These, which is the group formed by Bobby, which is a very, very good friend of mine who has done he helped me out on the intro music to this podcast. He exclusively wrote the outro to this podcast as well, which you've heard in our videos. He just dropped his new album.
You did?
Yeah. It's called A Journey in the Making. And I've heard three of the songs on preview. I haven't picked up the album yet. I'm actually looking to pick that up this week. Once I, you know, find time to actually sit down and buy a album so I can listen to it. The three songs that I heard, I remember two of the names. One of them was, I think it was ESOQ. I don't remember what it was that stood for. He told me, I know it's an acronym, but I can't remember. And then the other one was A Profile of a Father. I think that's what it was. And it was just like mind-blowingly beautiful. I was floored when I heard it. So I'll post a link to his profile off of Songcast Music. Everybody can check it out. They can purchase it. It's only $9.50 on Google Play. I don't know what the variants are for like Amazon and iTunes and Spotify and all that shit. So everybody will have to check that out on their own, you know, use their own preference. But definitely show this guy some love, throw him some money and just make him happy, because if he's happy,
even if
then
you have to throw it at his face. He's fine with it.
yeah. Just wad it up in a big fucking ball and right in the eye. He's not gonna care. He is not gonna care. Show him a little bit of love, because he shows us a lot of love. He's been helping us out with a lot of things coming up. One of them you'll find out soon enough. I can't explain the details just yet because we're keeping that under wraps. We'll disclose a little bit of information again here in a little while, but not right now. So love that guy and do what you can do.
He's been doing fantastic work for us.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm loving it. He's actually gotten quite a few, purchases for his new album already.
I love the outro music. I have it set as my ringtone.
Oh my god. Wait. I can't say anything on the podcast. Just because I don't know if he wants me to disclose anything, but his newest project. it's gonna be epic. That's all I can say right now. And Ektul, I've actually been working with him on that, doing a couple things here and there for him. I'm still in the middle of working on a project for him. Bobby from Least of These. Go check out his profile on Songcast Music. Link is in the description. If you love it, buy it. If you hate it, buy it.
Buy it.
Just buy it. You're helping nobody by not buying it. We have started a new release schedule for our site / videos / podcast. We're pushing out more content. It has already started. So if you only follow the podcast and you're not exactly sure when our videos come out or what exactly we're releasing, this is the time to listen. We have the ACR podcast on Tuesday. That is the official release. That's when you get it. As always, we're still doing our Endless Ocean Survival. That is going to continue being on Wednesday. That is not going to change. I'm sorry?
Until we get our boat back?
Until we get our boat back, man. that is not going to change until this series ends. Endless Ocean Survival is always going to be on Wednesdays. We have a special presentation coming up that is going to be starting releasing on Thursdays. We dropped a hint on that the last podcast, and it was supposed to be out last week, but we ran into some issues, some scheduling conflicts, and we just could not get it done. So for right now, we're pushing for this Thursday, but don't hold your breath. You know, it may take another week. We got to find out how it works out. We're going to continue our Endless Ocean Survival series on Friday. We're going to drop a new release for y'all just to keep y'all up on it one day sooner, because on Saturday we're releasing a new series, Let's Build, which is another Minecraft series that we have been talking about since episode 1 of the podcast. We finally released one this past weekend, and we're hoping to continue this series on every Saturday. Let's Builds, they're fun, but they're not for everybody, so we're only going to push that out once a week. So if you are a fan of the Let's Build series, I'm sorry.
We skip all the grunt work. We're going to try and skip
everything that's boring. We're just going to, you know, have the commentary that's worthwhile and, you know, the beginning stages of trying to figure something out.
We're just going to break in every now and then, fuck around, and then we're going to go back to the grunt work.
Yeah. we're pushing these out on Saturday, except for this coming Saturday. I'm not sure if it's actually going to be another Let's Build or if it's going to be another Endless Ocean Survival. We haven't worked out a recording schedule for that just yet. So hopefully we can... Really? Really? This... damn late at night there's gonna be a fucking prop plane. So stay tuned for Saturday. We don't know what we're gonna put up next. It's either gonna be a Let's Build or it's gonna be just another continuation of Endless Ocean Survival. And then we have a new series that has also started this week, which is gonna be Solo Sundays. As it sits right now, it is just where I sit down and I play a game that I find that is important enough to play. And eventually, Kratos will be up and running and will also be joining in on a Solo Sunday, but separate from mine.
Yeah.
So as soon as everything is rolling, you guys are going
to
get...
Zach will probably stick to kids' games. You know, I'll probably be doing the adult games.
I don't stick to kids' games. I'm playing Quantum Conundrum this week.
And what's that game?
It's a first-person puzzle game. I believe you're a child. it's by Square Enix. It's fun. I've been having fun playing with it. I cannot wait for next week's episode to come out so you guys can enjoy it as more.
Even more. The two games I've debated for my first game.
Let's see. Deadpool.
No.
No? Wow. I'm
going to play that on my own because it's going to be a little bit before I'm up and running. So I'm going to play that on my own.
Okay.
The two games that I'm thinking of is Dishonored and Tomb Raider.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for the announcements. We actually had a lot of announcements this week. It's crazy. Oh, wait. No, it's not. We have one more. It is now time for awesome. We have our first comment.
Official.
Not on the actual podcast or anything like that. This is actually someone went in and stayed anonymous and used our form. So the whole eatshit@fuckyou.com, yeah, I wasn't kidding about that. And someone went and did it. They didn't use eatshit@fuckyou.com, but it's cool. It's not a big deal. There might be actual issues with that. I'm not going to list off the email address. I will put out this guy's first and last name because he did not say that he wanted to be anonymous. So let me pull this up. I love it. First off, his name is Jack. That's a decent name. His last name is Meoff. Like, he went balls to the wall with staying anonymous. Jack Meoff, I want you to write a comment every fucking week. I am going to get in the habit of fucking reading these. I absolutely lost this. I'll jump right into the comment here. Bacon. That is all. Oh, Edmurica. Keep it up, guys. I love your work. Best of luck to y'all. And don't forget, don't let your dingle dangle dangle in the dirt, Mr. Jack Me Off.
You, sir, are awesome.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God.
You are our kind of people.
Dude, I fucking read that and I was just like, mind blown. I'm fucking crying right now. Oh, God, I'm laughing so ridiculously hard. Jack Meoff, I am glad you are an avid fan. I hope you are honored that we read this on the podcast. If you want to continue this once a week, just drop in. I check this right before I check the podcast, or right before we start doing the podcast, or, you know, actually this time I was actually early on it, and I lost it during breakfast over the weekend. And, yeah, thank you, Mr. Meoff. I appreciate the comment, and I'm actually looking forward to the next one. If you can top that one, please bring it the fuck on.
Every week, man. Every week.
Okay, moving on. If I can control and compose myself. The topics so for today.
I bring up Dingle Dangle, you're going to start laughing again?
Dingle Dangle Dangle in the dirt. That's going to be a t-shirt.
Oh, all right, man, we gotta continue. Let's go.
Oh, God, yeah, we're gonna run behind if we keep doing that shit. Oh, God. Hold on, I need a drink after that. All right. Ooh. Today's topics, and everybody's gonna flip their fucking lid on this one because we've covered it before, but these rumors keep popping up, so we gotta talk about it. Marvel and Vin Diesel is back in rumors, and we've got something for that one. We've got a lot to talk about with that one. Well, maybe not a lot, but we have a lot of topics that can go into. We have micro consoles coming up that are based on Android OS. And the last one is DC still trying to make a comeback. There's a lot going on this week.
Yeah.
A lot going on. With Comic-Con. Oh my God, yeah, with Comic-Con going on, and then
Did you see that thing with Loki crash that panel?
No. I've actually been trying to stay away from E3 as much as possible right now.
E3? Comic-Con.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying E3? E3 was a while ago. Comic-Con. With Comic-Con
dude,
out.
Dude, they did the a Marvel panel in... I can't think of the guy's name that plays Loki, but he came out as Loki. The light shut off, and he was like, "Humans," and he's like doing his whole bit as Loki. It was awesome.
All right, I'm gonna have to pull that video so I can check it out.
even Joss Whedon was the only one at the table at the time, and he looked over at Joss Whedon, and he was like, "You miserable crim."
Alright, I'm gonna have to find that video so I can check that out. With Marvel and Vin Diesel, yes, more rumors arise. And I'm afraid that last week's episode, I was poking stick at Kratos for no reason. Because now the newest rumor is that Marvel wants Vin Diesel to be Thanos.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know either. But at the same time, it makes sense. Just because of what's going on around the whole Marvel universe right now. Bringing in... I still don't know about Vin Diesel and Thanos. But at the same time, I know they're looking to branch their stories a little bit more.
Yeah. I just don't understand what... If he did do Thanos, what would he be? Because they already introduced Thanos in Avengers. So it's like, if that's the rumor right now, is he just going to be the voice of Thanos? Because he didn't talk? Or, I don't understand.
Unless they're just actually assigning a real part for Thanos this time.
But they showed him already. So, it doesn't make any sense if he's going to be, like, actual in, like, a suit to be Thanos or whatever.
Well, he could be in... I don't know. I know is this is a rumor.
I personally think he would be a good Vision. Even though Vision isn't jacked like him, he's said that from the beginning, that he's a huge fan of Vision. And I think he's the type of actor that would pull off Vision pretty well. Because Vision is like an emotionless automaton robot, if you will.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he would play a really good Vision. I don't think he'd play a good Thanos.
We'll find out, because, the rumors is that it's going to be one of the characters that was made from, oh my god, I'm drawing a blank, Age of Ultron. Jesus. And the nerds go wild! I fucked it up! it's still a rumor right now, but, I mean, we'll find out what happens. I mean, to me... With the way Marvel is acting, the way Marvel is going about things, they're bringing back Infinity.
Yeah.
So, which, that actually, can't get straight dates on it. I've got one site saying it's the 7th, one site says the 14th, and Marvel just says August. So we're just gonna go with August, the new series from Marvel, or their bringing back series of Infinity, is a part 6 series.
6 parts, you know what I
mean? What the fuck ever? Now you're gonna start becoming a Nazi over how I talk?
Hey, you're the grammar Nazi here.
Only a little bit. With this series coming back into play, it would reintroduce the series, and then they could easily say, now everybody knows, what's the feedback? But see, what I think what they're failing to understand is that most nerds and geeks and anybody of this culture, most of them that read the comics, yes, they'll watch the movies, but they're not the movie buffs.
Yeah.
So what's to say that, oh, we got a great response off of the comic series. Let's make a movie. Vin Diesel, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We already talked to you, and now we're going to make a movie. Blah, 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 blah. And right. Now you're opening up this whole story to a wide variety of people who don't just stick to comics.
Yeah.
I could see this one being popular, though, because it does introduce the Avengers. Again. Like, okay. Not introducing them as their, you know, not that. Not that type of introduction. It's, they're in this story as well. So, I mean, Avengers was a hit. Avengers 2. And now Infinity. It's just another side story. I still don't see it, though. I would much rather have Vin Diesel as Cable.
Fuck you.
Okay, so maybe I didn't put the stick away. But yes,
Vin
Marvel
Diesel is not Cable. Dude, so speaking of Vin Diesel, did you see the trailer for the new Riddick movie?
You best believe your ass I did.
I could not believe it. It looked so good. I was like, what?
He got to keep the rated R as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the trailer itself was pretty freaking brutal.
Yeah.
Like when he kicked the sword up and kicked it into the dude's face and Batista was like, yeah, we're letting him go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that one.
Me too.
I
know a lot of people didn't like those movies, but I was personally a fan of those movies.
You know what? I saw Pitch Black and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I have to see more. That was me watching it. To me, I thought it was fucking great. So I'm looking forward to this one. I can't wait for it. And I'll probably go back and rewatch the Pitch Black and the Chronicles of Riddick to familiarize myself with that story before I go see it. I think I'll actually go see that one in theater.
Yeah, that does look good.
Yeah, it looks good enough.
It looks good enough to go to the theater to see it.
Yes, yes. That is one of the ones that I will put my foot down and say, okay, it cost a lot to go to the theaters, but this one, okay, you know what? This one I can see spending money on.
Yeah. I mean, I loved Pitch Black. I like I said, I know a lot of people hated that movie. Chronicles of Riddick was like, it was good, but it was like, it was a little confusing at times, but it was good. I liked the series in general. I hated that cartoon movie they came out with to explain what happened between 1 and 2.
No, see, I didn't watch the animated movie.
They called it an animated movie, but it was only like 20 minutes long.
That's a short film.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, a short film. But they called it.
Or you can say it was Cartoon Kitty Network on fucking Saturday.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was uber excited. I got the two pack of the cave with Riddick, and it came with Pitch Black, and it came with that one, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm like, sweet, I get to see that. At the time I didn't know what it was about. They just showed a little picture of it on the back, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I put it in, 20 minutes later it's over. I'm like,
yay. Yeah,
flailing around with my T-Rex arms.
Just watch. God, can I please have that 20 minutes back?
I got bamboozled. And it didn't even really explain much.
To be honest with you, I haven't seen the animated short. Or
don't waste your time.
You know, thank you. I will not. I'll tell you what, I'll waste my time if it ever hits Netflix. and I won't waste my time searching for it.
It has to be up on my dashboard or I ain't touching it.
That's right. If I don't see it when I'm flipping through shit, I ain't watching it.
But Kick-Ass looks awesome too.
Oh my god.
I'm not trying to segue or anything, but a lot of trailers came out at Comic-Con and
Awesome. Kick-Ass 2. Holy fuck. I know everybody's gonna be like, oh, really? This again? But go fucking figure, dude. I don't know how these guys did it, but today, Man at Arms from the All Me Network or whatever it is off of YouTube.
Yeah.
They did Hit Girl's disassembling sword. I have not watched it yet. I'm ready to go watch it. But yeah, I don't know, like, this week alone is like, we're getting closer and closer to Wolverine, and he does the Wolverine claws, and Kick-Ass 2, and now he's doing Hit Girl's swords, and it's like, this guy knows something. This guy knows a lot.
Has he done the Blade sword?
No.
That would be a sick one to do.
That would. I think I'll actually go make a comment. You should go make a comment. And everybody who listens to this, go make a comment. We want to see the Blade Sword.
The one from the movie. That's the one thing from a comic book movie that I enjoy. Well, no, I can't say that. I did enjoy some comic book movies, but there are a lot out there that are just going off.
There's not a lot out there. It's just like video game movies. Not a lot make them.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of them flop. A lot of them fail. They go too far away from the story, or they change it too much because it's not realistic. It wasn't realistic in the fucking game, but they did it.
Yeah.
So, make it happen in the fucking movie.
Why does it have to be realistic? I mean, that's exactly how it is in the comic books. None of that shit's realistic. How the fuck do you expect it to be realistic?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for them to make a realistic Superman, and he doesn't fly.
It's called a fantasy. Fantasy.
Hollywood doesn't know what a fantasy is. They live in dreams and cocaine. They dream about getting more cocaine.
That's all they get. That's all they want.
That's all they care about. Moving on, before we segue yet a sixth time. Micro consoles based on the Android OS. Props to Google for doing an open source operating system that actually took on, because Linux is open and a lot of people are like, I'm not touching that. I actually have to do something. I don't want to program my own shit. Thank you very much. So yeah, mad props to Google for taking up Android and creating it to what it is, because now we have micro consoles that are taking the source of the OS and running it on their hardware for these gaming consoles. And let's see. Ouya was the first one we heard of. Ouya is, I believe it is available now. I kind of lost faith in it. Like, I followed it for a while and I was really excited about it and I was going to go into the Kickstarter. And then I just kind of started falling off of it and I was like, eh. And then the developer kits came out and, you know, I started watching some developers on Twitch and couple of those other live streaming channels, and I saw it, and I just, like, I wasn't impressed with the hardware. Like, to me, it looked like an ugly, rounded corner GameCube.
That's exactly what I got.
Like, I just was not impressed, and I fucking hate the controller. Oh my god, it looks like The one they have up on their Google Plus cover page, it's like silver and black. It looks really fucking slick and just wow. I saw it and I was like during this live stream, and it's kind of big and it's kind of bulky and it, I don't know. I don't care for it anymore. I'm meh.
Honestly, I've never been into it.
That's because you are a graphics whore.
Yes, yes, I am. But also because I don't know if later on they'll come out with more games that are exclusive to it, but it's all shit that's on the Play Store.
Yeah.
I could just play that shit on my tablet if I want to. I don't need it on my TV.
But it's on your TV and it has a controller.
Yeah, I can use my touchscreen as controller, and I can use my touchscreen as TV.
Yep. Which is exactly why the next console that I'm about to mention, I feel, is it's going to flop. I don't know how Ouya is doing. I'm not going to get into how they're doing. But Ouya is already out. And they have a lot of momentum behind them. There's a lot of people that went into Kickstarter for them. So I'm sure they're doing just fine, and I'm sure they can keep it going. The next one, I feel, is going to be a flop. And I know some people have said this company has great hardware, blah, blah, blah. They already have the advantage because they're already into the hardware game. The hardware. Look, the console is going to be coming from Mad Catz. It's the Mad Catz mojo.
Well, can I just say right off the bat, just saying Mad Catz makes me want to strap some C4 to it and just watch it explode.
As soon as I read Mad Catz, I was out. Yeah. I only continued reading about it just because I wanted to get the story. I didn't get shit out of it. I'm biased against Mad Catz. To me,
I think they're a shit company. Everything they can put out with is just shit. It's garbage.
Yeah. I've never had controllers just go out on me.
Yeah.
With the Mad Catz, there's been countless times. I've been through several Mad Catz controllers because had those back on the GameCube when I used to play that as my daily driver for a long time because I liked some of the games that came out on it. I would buy those Mad Catz microcontrollers.
Yeah.
And the fucking things just give out. Like, they just stop working. Now, you could say, oh, that's because you're manhandling your controllers. And I've never had an OEM just go out on me.
Yeah.
I've had an OEM get smashed up against an oak cabinet and fucking shatter into pieces, but I've never had it just go out.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me, too. Like, their wireless ones blew. But, oh, my God, they suck.
Yeah.
Half the time, the signal wasn't even there, and then out of nowhere, they would just stop working.
Yeah, so those people that are saying Mad Catz is already in the hardware side of things, and they already have the leg up on the competition, no the fuck they don't. They are one leg behind because they still haven't even gotten their hardware right. I stopped giving a shit about Mad Catz back on the PS2 GameCube era. I will never touch another one of their peripherals or accessories or anything that has that fucking Mad Catz logo on it ever again. I'm out. GameStop makes better fucking controllers than them.
GameStop is horrible too.
Just saying. I think they're a flop right out the fucking door. Oh, we're gonna announce a new fucking console. It's called the Mojo and it's by Mad Catz. Flop. You're a fucking fish out of water. I think these guys are in over their head. I think they're fucking retarded for doing something as bold as this.
Why would they even try this? They've been an accessories company all this time.
Why not just stay in accessories and keep yourself on the back shelf because that's where you need to be? You don't need to put yourself in that fucking spotlight.
Like, when I was looking for a new mouse for my computer, I found this really nice Mad Catz gaming mouse. like, the thing was sick looking. It had weights. It had friggin' all this shit, all these programmable buttons. It looked awesome. And it was like almost $200, and I was going to pay that until it really dug into my head that it was Mad Catz. And I was like, you know what?
Okay.
No.
Had you have bought that, I would have flown to your location, kicked in your door, and then kicked in your face. And then made you eat that Mad Catz mouse. And sit there until you shit it out just so I can shove it back down your throat again. You gonna spend $200 on a fucking Mad Catz accessory?
Yeah, it just looked really nice, and there was a lot of good comments on it, and I was like, you know what, I might do it. And then I was like, nah.
But Mad Catz has always been the underdog of
accessories. Like, I refer to that Pitch Perfect movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I should, every now and then I get the feeling like I should take some crack, and then I'm like, nah, better not.
The last console, micro console that's coming up, I don't consider this a micro console. I don't even know why it's considered a micro console at this point in the game. I would rather see this labeled as a handheld. And that's because that's exactly what it is. Imagine your Xbox 360 controller on it with a flappable screen. So, a DS and an Xbox 360 controller combined. It's the NVIDIA Shield. And we've had some news about this before.
Oh, is that ugly-looking
yes.
thing? Oh, my God.
The thing that they wanted to sell at $350.
Oh, my God.
$350 fucking dollars. According to the latest news about this micro console, is they've done a price drop now. It is no longer $350. It is $300.
That's quite the jump there.
It is. How about I do this? How about I, being a gamer, spend $50 more than your original price point and get me a fucking console.
Yeah.
Get me a PlayStation 4.
Or go get the PS Vita.
Yeah. Or fuck it. Why not both? Because then I can stream games from my PS4 to my Vita.
Yeah. Spend the extra couple hundred bucks just so I can have both.
Well, they're saying that you can stream PC games to your NVIDIA Shield. Look, NVIDIA's a good company. I love their fucking products. Don't get me wrong. I just think this is really fucking stupid. Not all PC games support controller. On top of that, you're putting this on Android OS. Android is still a baby.
Yeah,
it's been out for a while.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's still a baby.
It is still a baby. If Windows was to come out and say, here's the NVIDIA Shield, it runs Windows 8, it is touchscreen, it will play your games on your PC on here. It'll stream over your network. I could see that working. I could. But not all PC games support controller. It doesn't make sense why you would do something so stupid. If it wasn't for Steam, then there would be a shit ton less games with controller support.
Yeah.
What happens to Steam, or what happens to NVIDIA Shield, if Steam no longer is around? God fucking forbid, because... I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't be switching to Origin, that's for damn sure. And Uplay can stay where it's at. But, I mean, what would happen if Steam wasn't around? Then, you know, that's they're pushing this big screen controller support. They want PCs to come back as the main fucking, hey, this is what you play when you want to play a game. So, I don't know. It looks ugly. I'm curious how many times I can close the lid before it snaps off.
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
Like, how many times can I open it before that fucking thing just falls on the ground?
Dude, I was excited about it until I saw what it actually looked like. And I was like, that is an ugly piece of hardware.
Look, it has the best of both worlds. Considering if you have controller-supported PC games, then yeah, then you can stream, and then you can still get your Android content off of the Play Store. It's great. I see issues with it, and well, I see issues with everything. I'm one of those people that will look into everything and say, I don't like this. I don't like that. What's wrong with you? Why would you do it this way? Why won't you do it this way? What's wrong with that way? Why you gotta change shit? Damn you, Microsoft! So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think an Android-powered console is going to be the way to go.
I don't think so.
Not for home entertainment.
No.
Can I see one of these in a fucking vehicle? Hooked up to one of those 7-inch LCDs? Yes.
For kids?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I can see these consoles.
But not Mad Cats.
Oh, no. Mad Cats, I forgot, is strapped to the tire of the vehicle. So, we're all good there. I've got that one covered.
It's keeping the tire from wobbling it off.
Fuck you, Mad Cats. Oh, fuck you. All right, well, let's move off of micro consoles on, yeah, let's just get away from that. Because we still have DC still trying to make a comeback. And we're seeing even more of this pop up now. I had gotten a text or an MMS from a friend of mine, says Superman versus Batman. Confirmed. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Because, huh. Well, is it a Superman versus Batman, or is it a Superman with Batman? Because that could make the world a difference. And no, I actually followed up on this, and it is Superman versus Batman. So, my first thoughts of Superman with Batman was a Justice League movie. I threw that out the window as soon as I confirmed that Superman is versus Batman. So we have that to look forward to, 2015.
I'm happy they're finally doing it. They only hinted to it like years and years ago.
Oh, no. That's not all DC is doing. But, yeah. Yeah, it's about time they...
Oh, remember the I Am Legend movie?
Was I supposed to remember that?
The one with Will Smith and the vampires and crap, or whatever the hell they're supposed to be. They're like zombie vampires or whatever that took over the world.
I remember hearing about it. I remember hearing that Will Smith was in it. I remember seeing a trailer and I went, meh.
Yeah, I didn't much care for the movie, but...
I didn't see it.
There's one part where he's driving through the city. And he passes by a building, and on top on the building there's a huge billboard for Batman Superman movie.
Aha. So it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since they hinted to it.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like, here, we're gonna dingle dangle this in front of your face.
God damn dingle dangle in the dirt. Oh, Jesus. That's not the only thing DC is working on, though. For the following year, they want to release Flash Gordon. Flash!
No, that could be good.
We have not...
I love the original Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah, we have not seen anything since the original.
So, well, no, they had a Flash Gordon TV show for a little while.
I don't watch TV. I don't give a shit about that. Anything on TV is usually shit anyway.
Usually, shit. I can't argue that.
Let me pay $100 a month to watch some fucking commercials, and in between that, I get to watch TV. Fuck that. That's just like why I won't pay for Hulu, because I pay for commercials with Hulu, even though I can watch commercials for free on Hulu. Yeah. Nice try, Hulu.
I don't understand Hulu, because even when you're on Hulu, like you said, when you're on Hulu Plus, you still get the commercials. And there's really not that many shows that are on Hulu Plus. You can watch the majority of their website without being a Hulu Plus member.
They've actually changed it a lot lately. I don't know when the last time you got on there, but now
I've been on there recently, so I've been watching this.
Oh.
This show my friend told me about.
Is it MasterChef? No. That's a good show. MasterChef. That's a good show. That's a good show.
No, it's called Misfits.
Oh, I've actually been wanting to check that out.
It's pretty good. I'm on season 2, I think like the 3rd episode. It's been really good so far.
Yeah, I meant to check it out last year, but I forgot about it.
But she told me that after season 2, my favorite character leaves the show, and now I'm like really pissed off for season 2 to end. Because he's like the best character on the show. And then she told me that he leaves after that. He gets into like a movie career, and so he leaves the show. I'm like, why?
Because he was the best of the best, so they hawked him. Anyways, back to DC's trying to make their comeback. So Superman versus Batman is scheduled for 2015. Flash Gordon scheduled for 2016. And Justice League, 2017.
All right.
I actually, that was my first instinct when I got that text about Superman versus Batman. My mind, it just automatically, I was like, well, if it's Superman with Batman, then we're going to see Justice League.
Yeah, it's going to set up Justice League. Yeah. And it could still set up for
Justice League. It could still set up Justice League. It still
can. At the end of the movie, they're like, just let's just bro fist this out.
And then they just need PewDiePie to go in there and be like, bro fist. At the end of the movie. Bah-ha! All right, that's what I want to see in Superman versus Batman. I want to see a cameo from PewDiePie, and I want his ass to fucking bro fist the camera out.
At the end of the movie, just cut to the credits when it bro fisted the camera.
Oh, God, that would be great. That would be great.
My question is it going to be Christian Bale that's going to play Batman?
Nothing has been confirmed yet. I doubt it. But I don't doubt it. Because
is it going to be the guy that played Superman in the new Superman movie that's going to play Superman?
Yes. Yes.
From what I heard, I haven't seen it yet, but from what I've heard, it's a fantastic movie. But I haven't checked it out yet.
I still haven't checked it out. Yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. as far as we have heard, Superman is Superman. We don't know about Christian Bale yet. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. And this is why. Yeah. After the whole thing with number two, The Dark Knight, and Heath Ledger dies, and then the cast was just having all that shit, and his family was going through all that shit, and there was just all that shit going on, he said, no, I'm not doing it. No more. No more. No more. What did he do? Yeah. He came back and fucking made Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
So...
they all said they weren't going to do it. Even, what's his face? The director said he wasn't going to do it.
Yep. And they came back and did it. Why? Because the nerds said, give me my shit. Other than his dick caught in the throat voice, I think he did a great job.
Yeah.
So, I
like the way they did Bane in Dark Knight Rises.
I don't think he was juiced enough.
Yeah, but I liked that because the whole time they've been making it seem more realistic. Like the,
this is true.
The whole time they've been, because a lot of Batman villains aren't very realistic. So, and Bane is one of them. So if you're going to try to bring him into this darker, more realistic world, you're going to have to do something to make him seem more realistic.
You know, I was surprised. And, you know, I really hope that Christopher Nolan does come back and say, yeah, I want to make more Batmans. Because there's just so much. Like, there's just so much I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see his vision for Poison Ivy. I
want to see a Nightwing movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I want to see where they were going with that Robin.
Yeah.
It's just, why
they,
not?
They left it open for you to assume that he became Batman. That's what it was meant to be, is that it left it open for you to assume that he became Batman.
Well, maybe they left it open so he could come back and actually finish the fucking story. he was leaving himself an out. Hey, make him think that they're gonna get a Batman, but he became a Batman, but you never see that. Or leave myself an out and cast that fucker as Robin in the next movie. Even though he hates Robin, it's still a part of the series.
Yeah.
So there's always
that. But he doesn't have to have Robin in it.
No, he doesn't.
Nightwing. Just do Nightwing.
Yeah.
Or even you could do Red Robin when he becomes Red Robin.
You don't have to be the little gay boy.
Running around in spandex.
And panties.
Yes.
I don't know what they were thinking about that shit. Oh, God. You know, I was talking about all this shit, and, like, you could just... I can feel the rage coming through, just like everybody listening to this going, I'm gonna fucking... Ah! They just talk shit about everything we like!
You're gonna die!
It's all right. It's all good. We're just a bunch of fucking assholes. Well, I am.
That's all we are here. I'm an asshole.
Fuck it. We're assholes.
It's just how we roll. We're assholes.
Yeah, why not? We talk shit about everybody. Because we can. Because we care.
We care too much. That's why we're assholes.
That's right. All right. So, yeah. Like before, guys. Thank you so much for whoring us out. It has been a great ride so far. I hope it continues to go as well as it has. And I hope to get passed along every street corner in America. That's a lot of streets, but that's my goal.
Once we start making stickers, I'm going to slap an All Cops Rage sticker on everything I walk by.
That's right. We're going to be one of those assholes. You're like, how far have you walked? 10 feet. How many stickers did you just get rid of? Well, about 100. Are you fucking kidding me?
Make like a whole mosaic thing on somebody's wall, so the side of somebody's house. They wake up, they're like, the fuck?
Oh, Jesus. Ooh, excuse
Make
me.
Like the Ignignot in her from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Make one big demo on somebody's wall with the stickers.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. All right, guys. Well, I think that is actually going to do it for us tonight. This has been the All Caps Rage Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Let's bring out the trolls.
Keep going, guys.